Joe Griffin is a regular contributor to Arena, and as we inch ever closer to Halloween, Joe reflects on a horror film that he believes deserves its place in the canon of classic horrors.
My favourite horror film, and possibly my favourite film of all time, is David Cronenberg's remake of The Fly. Yes, to answer your question, it's the same fly that features Jeff Goldblum turning into a giant insect. The film has a reputation as a pulpy and utterly disgusting body horror, and that reputation is deserved. But it's not commonly seen as a smart, distinctive, almost operatic romantic tragedy with emotions so grand that it actually did inspire an opera. With strong shades of The Metamorphosis, The Fly tells the story of Seth Brundle, a brilliant, shy scientist played by Goldblum. Brundle is working on teleporting pods, which seem to work okay, but he can't know for sure until he tests it on himself. The teleportation is a success, and he emerges from the other machine as good as new, if not better. He's stronger, sharper, more alert, more energetic, though he does seem to like sugar a lot more than he used to. When Brundle checks the records, it turns out that there was a fly in the first teleporter. He has merged with the little insect and is about to become a new breed, Brundle Fly. When I first saw The Fly, shortly after it came out in 1986, it lived up to its tagline, "Be afraid, be very afraid." Its makeup and special effects are disgustingly believable to this day. It's completely unflinching and utterly unpredictable. Body horror, for me, is the scariest kind of horror. What is more terrifying than being attacked by your own cells, skin and organs? How can you defend yourself? Where do you run? The genre digs into your psyche and creates deeper existential questions too. What is a monster? Does our body define us? If we're betrayed by our flesh, what does that do to our soul? Jeff Goldblum gives easily his best performance as Brundle, oozing warmth and genius before his change, and then just oozing, before becoming menacing and finally tragic. Gina Davis, as a journalist who falls in love with him, is beautiful and heartrending. The actors were a real-life couple at the time, and the chemistry they have is undeniable. This, of course, makes the film's sorrow all the more powerful. The Fly's director, David Cronenberg, is perfect for this material. Just like in A History of Violence, he takes a pulpy B-movie idea and elevates it with his intelligence and ambition. The conversations about science in The Fly are smart and articulate, and the whole affair is performed and directed with immense sincerity. The Fly works on a gut level and will disgust and appall you, but it's also about a brilliant man who loses his body, his dignity and his mind, and about a love affair that cannot be. Come for the gore, but stay for the pathos.
And that was Joe Griffin on the 1986 David Cronenberg film The Fly, his scary film choice this Halloween.